And they ask you in terms of what are some of the sort of quality of life issues and sort of serious complication risks.
Right. What you have to quote them is that the time that they're in the hospital, they'll be the most miserable experience of their life, and it is. Capillary leak syndrome, hypotension, azotemia, liver dysfunction, fatigue, anorexia, nausea and vomiting. It's a cytokine cascade that produces difficulty. The good news is that when IL-2 is stopped, all of that goes away. The good news is that if you obtain a remission with IL-2, it's unmaintained, which means you don't have to have anything else, and you go back fully to your life.
And usually how long is the total duration of therapy?
3 to 4 months. And I have to quote to people because it's honest, even though in my own practice it's infrequent, there is the chance of mortality.
What's the risk?
The published risk is originally 4 to 6%. I think in the hands of most experienced IL-2 treaters at this moment, it should be less than 1%, but it's not zero. We only treat people with high-dose IL-2 on study, and we do not treat people with IL-2 off of study.
How many people a year?
About 25 a year.
What's the current study?
The current study is the cytokine working group study, where we're looking to categorize those people by genetic abnormalities that might benefit from IL-2 so that I can walk into a patient's room and say, you have a 4 in 10 chance of benefiting and a 2 in 10 chance of having a durable remission by looking at things like carbonic anhydrase 9, the genetic profile of the tumor, the histology.
Has that been looked at retrospectively?
It has, and we and others have looked at that. Carbonic anhydrase 9 appears to be a predictor of benefit because it is a downstream VHL product. Clear cell tumors benefit, whereas non-clear cell tumors do not. Mike Atkins and his group at Beth Israel put together an algorithm for what constitutes a more likely patient retrospectively. And the study that we're currently doing, which now has over 70 patients on it, is the first prospective evaluation of that.